And up next, it's another hour of the Kim Komando Show podcast exclusively for Komando community members. Thank you for being there. This is hour three for the weekend of January 23rd, 2021.
Google had this great idea to bring internet access all over the world, especially in places where it could be impossible to get a connection, say in parts of Africa. So what they would do is launch these whiz-bang balloons that they called the loons that would beam down on the internet. And it sounds all well and good, but the project never really took off. Google's Alphabet says the loon project is now grounded. It just got too costly with the rise in inflation. Okay. There were several in there. Several. You just couldn't even count them. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever on 400 top stations from coast to coast and around the globe on American Forces Network Radio. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open at 1-888-825-5254. All right, tech moves at lightning speed, as I like to say. And this is part of the show where we talk about future tech. And let's start with Apple's rumored smart car. It was way back in 2017 when the patent was filed by Apple that indicated that they were working on a smart driving vehicle. And we like to take patents with a grain of salt. But a few days ago, Reuters reported that Apple and Hyundai are planning to work together to make this car reality. Since then, Business Insider gathered a few recent car-related patents to show that Apple could one day create, listen to this, something like a heads-up display, but instead, it's a two-day overlay of speed and other data, kind of like a holographic. Other points to touch screens, controls in the seats and doors, and hidden user interfaces. So do cars give you motion sickness when you're trying to read or watch something? Sometimes it does with me. Apple also has a patent for an augmented virtual display system that projects content that's stabilized. There's also a patent for dynamic privacy and window tint. And it's kind of supposed to be like transition lenses. Another patent is for alerts that could tell you that an ambulance is about to pass, so you need to pull over. Apple doesn't bother being first with anything, so it's going to be many, many years before we see an Apple car. I mean, I would tell you about the patent for the car's innovative climate controls, but then I would probably just lose my cool. Mercedes also just unveiled the first piece of what is expected to be so many EVs. It's the Mercedes EQA. It's a small crossover with roughly 190 horsepower. They go from 0 to 60 in about 9 seconds. Top speed, 99 miles per hour. Front-wheel drive comes equipped with a battery that has a range of 300 miles. They're also planning to sell an all-wheel drive model. Any guesses on the price? Anybody? The Mercedes EQA crossover has a list price of under $49,000. All right. But here's the bad news. For now, it's only set to become available across Europe. No word when it's going to hit the U.S., which is soon. But Mercedes isn't the only luxury brand that's getting into the affordable EV game. A few days ago, Porsche introduced a new Taycan that's different from previous ones. This one's lighter and cheaper. A new base model. This one has two battery options, 400 horsepower or 470. Porsche says it can go from 0 to 60 in just over 5 seconds and hit 143 miles per hour. Wow. It has an 11-inch touchscreen inside along with two trunks, one in the front and one in the back. That's always been a problem, first world problem with those cars. You can't put anything in it. It's more affordable. The base Taycan starts at just under 80 grand. Okay. It's just cheaper than a regular Porsche, okay? It's not cheap. I mean, I sold my 1966 Corvette last month because I just have too many cars. And I'll tell you, I was really afraid that I was getting the car owner virus. Get it? The car owner virus? I know. I saw you laugh. You didn't want to laugh. I saw you. You were like, I'm not going to laugh. But you did anyway. A lot of people, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that I have a disability. Not that I tell really bad puns. That's one thing. But I don't really consider it a disability, is that I really can only see out of my left eye. And that's because many, many years ago, when I was a child, I got hit with a stick in the eye, and I had to have a cornea transplant in my right eye, and it sees light. That's why the pupil moves and things like that. But for all intents and purposes, the left eye is the way to go. So whenever I see technology about eyesight, it really grabs my attention. A 78-year-old man who was previously legally blind can see again because of an artificial cornea implant. Listen to this. So exciting. The new implant was developed by an Israeli company called Cornit. And it's different from existing options because it's the first that can be integrated directly into the eye wall with minimal cutting. That's it. Other implants are far more of a last resort because of the complexity of the surgery. Full integration, they say, takes only a few weeks, and that's what helps the process of restoring a person's vision. And here's the kicker. The implant, called the K-Pro, doesn't contain any electronics. Wow, right? It's simply a biomimetic material that stimulates a real cornea. And the 70-year-old guy was the first to receive the implant. 10 more patients in Israel have been approved for the trial. The tests are expanded in other countries, the U.S. It makes you wonder if the doctor who performed the procedure has a good sense of humor. I mean, the cornea, the better. Okay. If you can't laugh at your own jokes, who will? Finally, Microsoft. They filed a patent that could change the way that you see your laptop. I mean, literally, because the patent would mean a new kind of laptop display that adjusts itself automatically based on whatever it is that you're looking at. Maybe you're looking at your laptop while you're seated at your desk, or maybe it's really on your lap while you're sitting on the couch. Either way, you're probably looking down. So the Microsoft patent will use the camera to identify your gaze and adjust the screen so you'll comfortably see the contents no matter what the angle is. Think about how helpful this tech would be to someone who's handicapped, right? Like any other patent, the fact this file exists isn't proof that it's going to become a reality. I mean, you know, at least right now you can go online and order a laptop with a beautiful, beautiful singing voice. Beautiful, right? It's called Adele. The new year is here, and one thing that remains unchanged is the importance of having the right people on your team. And when your business is ready to make that next hire, let me tell you, do what we do. Go to LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn is an active community of professionals with more than 722 million members worldwide. And getting started is easier than ever with new features to help you find qualified candidates quickly. And that's important. You can post a job with targeted screening questions, and LinkedIn will quickly get your role in front of more qualified candidates. You can manage your job posts. You can contact candidates from a single view on the familiar LinkedIn.com interface, as well as strip functions are just streamlined onto one simple screen. And now you can do all of this from your mobile device, no matter where the day takes you. And that's how LinkedIn Jobs can help you hire the right person faster. You know what it's like. You post a job on the internet and everybody just applies. And you're like, why did you even apply for this? I mean, sometimes we have some ads and we, you know, are looking at very specific functions. Maybe somebody to work in audio, somebody to work in video, somebody to work in digital marketing. And we have people who have absolutely no experience in any of that. But it wastes your time because you have to open up the email, look at their resume, even look at the screen, check the box to delete. With LinkedIn Jobs, you don't have any of that. You can post a job for free at linkedin.com/Kim. Save yourself some time and frustration. Check it out right now while you're thinking about it. Go to linkedin.com/Kim. Terms and conditions apply. That's linkedin.com/Kim. Coming up in this hour, we have our digital life hacks. And this tip is going to tell you if you're paying too much for your internet service. And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Eve in Cave Creek, Arizona. Hi there, Eve.
Hi, Kim.
Welcome.
Thank you. Hey, I've been listening to your show for years, and I thought you would be the best person to help me with an answer to the question that I have.
Okay.
And it is that I recently got an RV. And I'm working remotely, so I'd like to work remotely from the road. And I need to be able to connect with my office through VPN and to use Teams for virtual meetings. So I tried to research it best I could, and my provider, Verizon, says the best thing for me is a Jetpack.
Well, it's a mobile hotspot, yes. You know, you have a lot going on. Mm-hmm. And you also want to make sure that we're not going to blow through the data at any given point. And then you start getting into overages. So you'll have to make sure you have some alerts on that. So if you start getting close to your limit, that you get a notification in your email or a text. So where are you going to go with this RV?
Well, I'm going to travel around Arizona. And I'd like to be in the state park campgrounds, which don't usually have Wi-Fi. And also, they may not even have a good cell signal. So then I wondered if I'm going to need a cell signal booster.
Well, if there's...
And that opened up...
Yeah, if you are in a national park and mm-hmm. there's no Wi-Fi and there's hardly any cell phone signals, you can certainly get a booster. And that's why I was asking, like, where you're going to be traveling. Because if this is something... If you're going to be saying to me, I'm going to be doing VPNs and Microsoft Teams and doing my whole business and keeping my job and everything being happy, and I almost want to be off the grid a little bit. Mm-hmm. That's a different solution than I'm going to be hitting the RV parks and where there's a little bit of a Wi-Fi signal, or I'm going to be camped out during the day in a Walmart parking lot if I can, so while I can get all my work done.
I'd like to avoid that, but if I have to, I guess I will.
So the solution where I'm going to be in the national parks and off the grid, and I'll send you some links that you can check out, is that Dish makes an RV mixed RV satellite connection. So this way, wherever you go, as long as you have a view of the southern sky, which is everywhere, is that you'll be able to have a solid internet connection. And it's not good for video gaming by any means. And you don't want to use it to watch HD videos. You can watch SD videos if you want. But it's perfect for you if your livelihood is depending upon a good connection. Is it?
So is it really expensive? Well, I don't know how long I'll be remote. So that's why I understood that satellite was very expensive.
It is.
And since I don't know, how long I'll be using it, I was trying to avoid that.
Okay. So if that's not, okay, that being the case, the hotspot solution is good, but I would bundle that with a really good signal booster, a really good one. You know, not one that's $50, not one that's $100. I'm talking about, there's a company called WeBoost, and they make the signal boosters that the truckers use. Mm-hmm. And it works across the board. It works with T-Mobile, Sprint, Verizon, AT&T. And this is something that if you'd make the investment, I think it's going to pay back for you. Because if there's even remotely of a signal, you'll be able to pull that in. And it has a couple of things. It has it has the antenna with it. It has the mount. It has a mass extension. And the antenna goes, sometimes you have antennas that go in 360 degrees. Well, this is an omnidirectional antenna, so that's going to give you a better signal strength. And it's weather resistant, and it's 5G ready. And so if you get rid of this RV, you just slap it on another. If you decide that you're going to want to be an over-the-road trucker someday, you can slap it on there. Let me post a link for you over in our Commando community, but also email you a link directly, Eve, okay?
Okay, that sounds great.
You can look at this. Now, I will warn you, they're not cheap. They're not $1,000, but you can easily spend $300 or $400 on one. And so,
but that's doable because the numbers I heard for satellite was like several thousand.
Yeah, and then you're also looking at a couple hundred bucks a month. You may be able to get it cheaper. Some friends of mine, they are full-time RVers, and I believe he bought his satellite dish used and saved quite a bit of money that way. But they want to be able to get online wherever they go. And they sometimes do go off the grid. There's also a couple of other things that you might want to look at. There's an app called Coverage that I would encourage you to put on your phone that tells you the signal strength at various places around the United States. There's also another website called Campendium or something like that. I'll give you a link to that too, where it will give you various campsites that are rated. And one of the things that gives you the rating is the signal strength for the cell signal. So this way you know exactly what you're getting before you actually, you know, hit P for park. And as I mentioned, you can use Netflix and YouTube and the other streaming service at a lower resolution. And if you ever find that your email's lower is actually loading very slowly, is that you have an option there too, is that you can select it in just basic HTML. But let me send you over some links for everybody else. We'll post it in the Commando Community Forum. And thank you for your call today, Eve. Happy trails to you. Hey, listen, you can kiss expensive cartridges goodbye. The EcoTank makes it so easy. So make the switch today at EcoTank to your online shopping list. You can just fill and chill. Available at Target, Walmart, and at Epson.com/EcoTankKim. Once again, that's Epson.com/EcoTankKim. You want to stay right where you are. We're going to tell you about how you can erase every single thing that Google knows about you. And of course, we have more of your phone calls you don't want to miss here on the Kim Komando Show. Over at Komando.com, what's trending this past week is a story about how to erase every single thing that Google knows about you. Every single thing. How can you do that? And you start with your search history, and then we're going to tell you how to delete recordings, and then we're going to tell you how to turn off ad personalization. So if you missed this really important piece of content, post over at Komando.com, just hit the website at Komando.com, and the link that says Kim Show will be right there for you. And before we go back to your phone calls, laptop screens are changing. CES in Las Vegas was pretty much an afterthought. We had so much going on. But there is apparently a new trend getting away from laptop displays with a standard 16:9 aspect ratio. The newer laptops have a widescreen, but they lack the vertical real estate of more square displays. The screens have different aspect ratios like 16:10 or 3:2. Laptops from Asus, Dell, HP, Lenovo, and LG with displays taller than 16:9, no matter the actual screen size, it means a little bit more space to work with. It doesn't mean that the regular laptops are going to stop being produced. It's still preferred around gamers, but it's going to have more, we're going to have soon more options when it comes to us with laptop sizes. And, you know, aspect ratio aside, I recently adjusted the settings on my laptop to render in 4K. It was my New Year's resolution. Ryan in Scottsdale, Arizona. Hi there, Ryan.
Hi, Kim. I just wanted to touch base with you and see if you could give me some recommendations on some solutions for my office. With the growth we've seen this year, we're ready to kind of for new equipment and looking to probably upgrade what we have to make sure that we have the right software and servers, computer hardware for our 2021 year.
So tell me about your business.
We are a vacation rental company in the Scottsdale area, holidayrental.com, and we have about 24 employees. We service and market vacation rentals in the Scottsdale area along with other areas. And just with the amount of growth we've had, we just need a solution that kind of keeps us tied together and really organized when it comes to our files and computers.
Yeah, right. Good luck with that. It's tough.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's interesting is that when you first started out with your business, I'm sure everything was just perfect, right? I mean, everything was going. I mean, you know, there's always those glitches along the way. But as your company grows, as a company grows, your servers and your computers have to grow along with you. How old are the systems that you have in place right now?
You know, the systems, the stuff that we have, I mean, computers anywhere from 3 years old to 8 years old.
Wow.
They're all individual PCs. You know, we have a kind of a hodgepodge of equipment, and I don't know, we're looking for just a good recommendation maybe or solution of what you think the most efficient way to kind of grow into the next level and have more of a, maybe like a small enterprise solution or a small business solution that would kind of help with our growth and maybe expand with us.
Well, you know what, you said a couple of key words here, Ryan, and that's like hodgepodge and various computers and growth. And it's interesting that during a pandemic that your vacation rental business is growing because I guess people don't want to stay at hotels, right?
No, you're correct. I mean, the growth has been amazing.
What I recommend people do is that you get almost like a God's eye view down. So it's not just buying one computer to fix one task or one server to satisfy this. You need somebody who can look at the whole picture and say, okay, these are the processes, and it sounds really geeky, but almost to do like a flow chart. So when the customer first hits the website, what type of information do we need to gather? What goes into accounts receivables, and how do we have our checks and balances? And then, of course, we want to keep marketing to that customer. So we have email marketing that comes in, and SEO. And so somebody who can come in and just look down on the entire business and say, okay, these are the systems that you have right now. These are the ones that are getting a little old, which, by the way, you said 3 to 8 years. The mean time between failure on a hard drive is about, 3 to 5 years. So you're running on some fine lines right there, buddy. So what we want to do is make sure that you have somebody who can come in and do this. Now, one of our great sponsors, longtime sponsor, is Dell. And what I love about Dell is that they have a team of specialized small business technology advisors who are just ready to listen to you and help you find the perfect solutions for your business. Now, I know what you might be thinking. All right, I'm going to talk to a customer sales rep who's going to try to sell me a computer. No, that's not it. These are small business advisors, and they tailor solutions for you so you can buy what you need with confidence. That means no more wondering if you're making the right choice, because now more than ever, it takes a lot of work, a lot of effort to make money. And I have to tell you, we use Dell Tech all over the office. As a matter of fact, the Kim Commando Show, commando.com, has been running on Dell servers for like 15 years. And what's really terrific about this, Ryan, is that when you call them, they're going to give you this tailor specialized solution. They don't charge you for this. Okay? They are doing this because they're hoping that you're going to buy Dell equipment. You're hoping that you're going to buy the Dell warranties and guarantees. But all you have to do is just call a Dell technology advisor. It's 877-ASK-DELL. Once again, that's 877-ASK-DELL. And Ryan, can you do me a favor? After you speak with Dell, could you give us a call back and tell us about what a great experience that you had?
Okay. All right, Kim. Thank you for taking my call. And I appreciate you answering some questions for me. I'll let you know how how Dell does for us.
Super. All right, sign up for our digital life hacks tip. And this week is brought to you by iDrive. The new year is here, and I think we're all ready for a fresh start. Now is the perfect time to organize and back up all those important documents and files that you've accumulated over the last year. And whether it's critical business documents, financial records, your precious family photos and videos, my longtime sponsor iDrive knows just how important it is to protect your data. Their cloud-based computer data backup solution is regarded as the best in the business. And for 6 years running, they've been awarded the Editor's Choice by PC Magazine. That's a big deal. The reason why iDrive is so great is that it's online, it's off-site, and accessible 24/7 from any device you have. With iDrive, you can be back up and running in no time at all. Get iDrive and have the peace of mind that your data is easily accessible when you need it most. Plus, iDrive is super affordable with plans starting just $6 a month. And if you use my name, Kim, when you sign up, you can save 90% off your first year. Just go to iDrive.com and use my name, Kim. That's iDrive.com and use promo code Kim. This week's digital life hacks tip is amazing with a capital A. We go through everything, and it's really a long one, about how to find out if you're paying too much for your internet service. So, where's a good place to start? If you connect with fewer than 3 devices, just browse the internet, you can get by with a basic package that offers download speeds up to 10 megabits per second. If you don't stream much, but you want to check your email and download music and photos, bump that to 25. If you stream a lot of content, play games, you're going to need 100. So then there are different options. You have DSL, cable, fiber, satellite, and we go through all the different plans from, say, Comcast and Cox Communications and CenturyLink. And then we tell you how to look for deals. Like, for example, Xfinity has something called the X1 Saver Pro Plus Triple Play. Yes, say that fast. Download speeds up to 300 megabits per second. You get TV, 140 channels, landline, unlimited calls for $105 a month for 1 year. After that, it bumps to 120. And Cox has something called the Browns Bundle, which includes download speeds up to 150, 140 channels, and that's $110 a month. But what about 5G? Well, with Verizon, you can sign up for 5G home internet for $50 a month. And with T-Mobile, you can get $50 a month for unlimited data. And so again, all of this is written out in great detail. So if it has been a while, say it's been more than 6 months, you've looked at what type of internet plan that you have right now. is that it's definitely worthwhile for you to head over to the website. That's commando.com, of course. And when you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. Do you ever wonder about your passwords? Do you have good passwords? Are you using the same stinking password for every different site? Well, you know, that's a bad idea. Still to come, I have an update to tell you about Google Chrome you don't want to miss, as well as we have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Joyce in Overland Park, Kansas. Hello there, Joyce.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Fantastic.
I love your show. I listen to it all the time.
Well, thank you, Joyce. I appreciate that.
I have a question that is basically that my father, who is 95 years old,
wow,
has been doing coin collection over the last probably 40, 50 years. And in his basement, he's got like two metal file cabinets filled with shoeboxes full of coins.
Wow, that's a lot.
And that's not it. Oh, he's got another shelf down in his basement where he has probably about 15 to 20 cardboard boxes that he has filled with coins that he has actually purchased, the kinds that are in the little plastic cases.
Yes, yes.
And I have two sisters, and so we go over there quite a bit, and we were wanting to go ahead and kind of organize his coins. We didn't know about how many there were. So as we started looking at the volume of coins, I suggest, well, maybe what we need to really do to figure out the value of this is to put together a spreadsheet or something and then look up the information on the internet. And they all agreed with me. But then as I started learning more about coins, because I really have no interest in coin collecting, but I wanted to see what my father's interest was. And the more I started reading about it, the coin collection area has all kind of criteria. You have to have different levels of coins. They could be good, very good, fine. And that all depends upon, you know, what drives the value. And then there's some coins that, even though they may be old, really aren't worth any more than the metal that they're struck with.
Wow, you know what, Joyce? So, you know what? You're amazing. You went from not knowing anything about coin collecting to you're like almost this bona fide expert about how to value this whole collection. That's amazing. That's wonderful.
Well, thank you. What I wanted to do, though, is I thought, well, surely somebody's put together a spreadsheet on this before. So I went and started looking at coin collecting software online, and I started getting overwhelmed because there are so many software packages out there. I know for sure I don't need any of them that are for the world coins, but I do need for American coins. And, you know, some of them are relatively inexpensive. Some of them are more expensive. And I'm just looking at them, and I'm like, which one would be most helpful to me? And, like, what I want is to know what I've got and then what is the value of what I've got.
Now, how would you have any, if you had to guess how many coins he has, just ballpark, how many coins?
Probably 25,000 to 30,000.
Oh, boy. That's a lot.
Yes. Yes.
Well, you know what? So here's what you do. Who's the sister that you don't like the most?
Oh. Okay.
I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. Just teasing you. It sounds like you're the driver among the family anyway, so that's good. I remember you sent me an email, and I did some research, and I found two programs that you might want to look at. Because like you, when you sent me this, I went not quite down the rabbit hole that you did, but I started looking at various programs and how you could value a coin and what would be the easiest way. I want a database. I started thinking like, you know, you want a database that has pictures of the coins in it so you can say, yes, that's my coin. Mm-hmm. And identify that coin and some characteristics about the coin. And then what I would want is to have ties to where people sell coins on eBay to at least give me a real-time value of that coin that can fluctuate up and down. So at any given moment, I would know what this coin collection might look like. Now, reading about a program versus using the program are two different things. But I found two programs that looked like they had some really decent reviews, and they've been around a long time. There was one that was been around for like 30 years, and the website really looked like, and I was like, whoa, even if the program was good, I don't think I want to go down that place because of support. Then I also learned about something called the PCGS, which I'm sure that you ran across, which is the Professional Coin Grading Service.
Yes.
So...
And that's too expensive.
Yeah, that looked and it had multiple levels. Let me tell you the program that I found for it was $100. It was called Collector's Assistant Coin Collection Software, and I'll send you a link to this so you don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
That's one I'd like you to look at. Both of these have free trials, and the thing about free trials is nice that you can download it. And you can see if it's something that you really like. The other one that I found that has the ties into eBay, and they say it's a database of all USA coin sets, mint products from 1793 to 2020. Okay. They say that it has up-to-date values. It does American Eagles and stuff like that. Again, tied into eBay. It's called Coin Manage. So these are two that I found, but what I'd like to do is that if there's anybody who's listening right now and you manage a coin collection and you say, wow, you know, those two programs are great, but here's the one that I use and here's why I picked it, is I would love for you to send me an email through the website. And then, so Joyce, any recommendations that I get, I'm going to put these on a list for you to check out, because what I like, what somebody else like, may not be what you want. So that's why I like these free trials. So you can feel how the program is. Put in 5 coins. And just remember that you've got 29,995 coins to go, right? This is a big job. It's a big task. And it would be really good, too, is that if we could let the sisters all contribute, if we was software in the cloud, now that I'm thinking about it, so that you could give a box to each of the sisters, and when they're done with their box, they pick up a new box, but it's up in the cloud. Actually, that would probably be the best solution. So if you're a coin collector, and if you can help us out find the best package for Joyce, you will get a gold star from me and a Kim Commando Show ball cap. So you just have to go to commando.com. At the bottom of the page, says contact us. Read me the subject coin collector, and I'll check out whatever we have. And then Joyce, I'm going to send it to you, whichever one you pick. And then that's how we figure out who gets the official Commando Team Gold Star. And Joyce, thank you so much for your call. What a great project that will be. Still to come, we have more of your phone calls and some great tips you don't want to miss here on the Kim Commando Show. Here's the deal. If you have the Chrome browser, the new version 88 is going to bring your browser up to date. You get some new features about checking your passwords. We've got it all written out for details. Online, of course, 24/7. The show never ends at commando.com.